From StormCon, North Charleston, South Carolina, you're listening to Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live, StormCon 2014, with your host, Chris Brown. And today I am joined by two good gentlemen. One is, I guess, one half or so of the organizers of StormCon, and the term of Shane.
Yep, Shane Ronkin.
Okay.
Not Steve.
He's not letting Brian down for calling him Steve. Also, we have Walt from Impotent Mortal as well, and I'm going to get both of their opinions on how, you know, StormCon's going well for them so far. So, Shane, what do you have?
Really happy with the turnout so far. We like the new venue. It was nice getting everything split up a little more than it was last year, having the miniatures in their own room and the RPGs in their own room. Everything split up real nice. Good room for the vendors. Really happy with the turnout, too. I like everything that we got going so far. Looking forward to next year as well.
Excellent. What about you, Walt?
Things are going well. You know, this is definitely one of the better run conventions that we've been at. You know, it's always good for us coming out and meeting new people, meeting the local retailers, get connections with them. And of course, you know, supporting all the miniature games by loaning out terrain and providing prize support.
All right. Now, Shane, out of curiosity, as one of the organizers, the difficulty level of, you know, making a con or getting people together for a con or, you know, organizing. What's your point of view on it?
It's not an easy task. We went a smart road of starting very small with little gatherings. We call them gathering in the parks. So they're just little 20, 30, 40 people at a time coming in, and we built up to our first convention. We learned a lot along the way, and every convention has been a definite learning experience. But with that, we take everything that we have, every bump in the road, and we learn from it, and we sit down after the con, and we really analyze how to make that better. Because our goal is to make it so that everyone that attends the con doesn't see any bump in the road. To them, it's just a great event over and over again.
Gotcha. And, you know, I was talking to Barry earlier, and I was saying that I myself had done a convention back in Alaska called SenshiCon, where we started out in a high school. You know, really small. Yeah,
we started out community centers in parks.
We actually
changed the name of our event because we're in Charleston, South Carolina. We were gathering in the park, and people were like, I don't want to go to a park at July and play board games. We're like, no, we're in a building, and it turned into such a hassle, and that's kind of where StormCon originated.
I gotcha. So, and I was saying, you know, we had our difficulties, we had our bumps in the road, you know. Of course, you guys did yourselves, you know, whether or not we were able to stay until 2 o'clock versus kicking us out back to our rooms by midnight.
Glad that all worked out.
Glad that we were able to stay until 2, so. And also, I want to know your opinion, Walt, on your Kickstarter that you just did. Your wife talked about it and said you guys did fairly well, and I want to know how you believe you did.
You know, it went all right. It didn't do what I wanted it to do. You know, you get on Kickstarter and you see some of these terrain Kickstarters and they'll do 30, 40, 50, 60,000. And, you know, I'm still looking for that. You know, there's always that X factor, you know, that whatever it is, it takes that one and moves it up to that next level. We got a lot of backers. You know, we did over 100 backers. And everybody is always real pleased with our stuff. We got a lot of good feedback for new terrain and things like that. So, you know, but, you know, it's more of an ego thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's like if somebody else can do a Kickstarter that big, damn it, I want to as well. So
I agree. Now, both of you obviously are given to the community by, you know, either helping out with, you know, doing terrain and stuff for gamers or putting together a convention. Now, what do you expect to get out from the community giving back to you?
Well, now StormCon itself, we from the very beginning, even when we were gathering in the park, we're always big on food bank stuff. We've always done charity. One of the favorite things we do every year is our charity auction. 100% of whatever we bring in for our charities is given to a charity. Last year we gave to Camp Happy Days for kids with cancer. This year, everything for our raffle section, which is hundreds and hundreds of dollars of stuff, is going directly to Camp Good Times, which is for children with autism, and that's all local, and we love to support that local feel. We also do game days with Charleston County Library.
Okay.
Once every few months, we'll go in and we'll play games. We'll run games and play the games with the kids there. And that's just, it's all part of making gamers love gamers and making the community embrace you a little more. It's good for everybody. The con's good for everybody, and the more people that recognize the con, that want to be a part of it, it just makes us grow better and faster.
All right. And what do you think?
You know, it's about the good karma, you know, and just the giving back and the having fun. You know, we do this. You know, I'm a gamer. You know that you and I have played. You
mm-hmm.
properly kicked my ass as well. It should have been. you know, but it's, you know, you sit down there, you know, and especially with War Machine, because you see so many people that just play with, okay, here's a piece of felt, you know, that represents this. It's like, no, I mean, we got these beautiful models. They're well painted. You know, you need the rest of the stuff to go with it to, you know, to sell that look. So it's just about making the game better and making it more fun than just hanging out and meeting new people and having a good time.
All right, that's good. So I'm glad I got a chance to talk with you guys. Just a little bit about StarCon.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
And so for now, I think I'll relieve y'all. Let you get back to your duties a bit. You back to your wife, so you're not, you know.
She does, but you got to be kidding me. She does better when I'm not there. So.
All right. Thank you
again.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Walt.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio StarCon 2014 edition. We'll be back to you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is StormCon 2014, Rage Quit Radio, almost live, with your host, Chris Brown. And today I have, you know, a very special lady here, Jody Black, who actually is here to promote Savage Worlds, done by Pinnacle Entertainment Group. So, Jody Black, take it away. Tell me, you know, what you got.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for having me on. Right now with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, we are here helping to run some Savage Worlds games. If you haven't heard of Savage Worlds, please check us out at peginc.com. That's PEGINC.COM. And let's see, what do I do with Savage Worlds? It's complicated. I started out as an editor about 10 years ago, so I've worked on a lot of these books. I've literally read them at least 3 times through. So then last year they asked me to come on first as marketing manager, then they asked me to be licensee manager, and now they have me full-time as production manager.
A lot of work.
A lot of work, yes, and we're still hoping to ramp up our production so that we can get out more of our products, and then we have more things that are branching into more of our properties are branching into other lines. Most recently, our Deadlands line was announced as an Xbox original series.
Oh, okay.
So we are trying to manage that as well as our, you know, role-playing game products.
All right, that's not bad. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Brown, sorry you're not able to be here to do this interview yourself because, well, you're the bigger fan of Savage Worlds and know more of the world than I do. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, maybe what Savage Worlds itself?
Sure. Savage Worlds is a core game system. So you can buy our softcover book for $10 or download it for $10 as a PDF, and that gives you everything that you need to create any role-playing game you can imagine. So fantasy, pulp, sci-fi, Conan, Halo, anything that you can imagine, you can run it with our game system, and that $10 book is all that you need. So that's the core selling points, and then also all of the mechanics of the book that you use for gameplay, you already have. You already have all of your polyhedral dice. You can buy our really cool ones, but you have them. You have a standard deck of playing cards. We use that for initiative. You have some sort of a token that you can use to keep track of your bennies, is what we call them. Or you can buy our cool ones. Let's see what else. You've got miniatures. They're not necessary, but you can use them. You've got maps. Again, you don't have to use them. You can just use a bed sheet and use a ruler. So, you know, you've got everything else that you need to play the game. All you would need is our book.
And Jody seems to be having fans in the form of Barry as he walks by. And now let's get to the fact that we are here at StormCon 2014. This is their second year. You know, what do you expect out of this, or what were, or Is everything to your liking? I mean,
what's up? No, we came last year to StormCon. It was their first year, and you always take a gamble when it's a new con. You're going, are these people worth it? They're totally worth it. They are running a great convention. Some of the people that we respect from other game conventions that coordinate their own game conventions, and we respect how they set those up, they come here to hang out and play because it's set up just as well as theirs, and they're having a lot of fun doing it. So that says something when you see people from other cons that leave their cons and come to this one. Yeah. So just to hang out. So, yeah, they've got a lot of people here this year, a lot of games. I think we have 15 Savage Worlds games on the docket, everything from Scooby-Doo Toggin to...
what?
Yep, that's being run tonight by Darren Miller. He is running basically a Scooby-Doo and the Cthulhu Mythos type game tonight.
Somebody told me that, and I went, what was that supposed to mean?
He told you.
I really hope that's an open spot.
Probably not, but if there is, you better might want to go up to the registration and make sure, because our... with our set, that's going to be during Savage Saturday Night tonight.
Okay.
We do that at most of the conventions we go to. Anytime you see a Pinnacle person there, there's generally going to be a Savage Saturday Night. We give away prizes. We have GMs. We have a lot of them running at the same time. We try to get a good mix of games going. So in addition to that fun Scooby-Doo and the Cthulhu Mythos game, we're also going to be having, I think Clint is running Arctigator versus Crocosharkosaurus, which is a sci-fi original movie.
Okay.
Imagine Sharknado, that type of pulpy modern-day horror, and that's what Clint's going to be running.
I actually like Sharknado.
Yeah, we love really? Sharknado. Sharknado is required watching in our house. but other games we've got going on this weekend is Weird Wars Rome, so that you can play in the Roman era and fight nasties. And let's see, Clint is also running, by the way, when I say Clint, I'm referencing my husband, Clint Black, who is Savage World's Core Rules Brand Manager for Pinnacle Entertainment Group.
Okay.
And he is the forum guru. So if you have any question about anything, for example, the second shaken thing that kind of shakes people sometimes, just go on to our forums and search for it. If you don't see the answer in the forums already, just ask Clint, and he is always happy to answer your questions. Or, of course, snag us at a con, and we will explain, no, the second shaken does take a wound.
I gotcha.
Generally speaking.
Well, you know, this has been a pretty decent interview. Is there anything you would like to speak to anybody about, you know, maybe a little bit more about yourself, company, the game, the con that we're at, maybe something you like, something you don't like, you know.
Something I don't like? My bed was kind of hard last night. I was not expecting that.
You know what? You can blame the hotel for that. You know, not necessarily the con.
We're at a great hotel. This is a Hilton property, and we see lots more cons going to Hilton properties because we like a good bed. And and it had the dial on it that sets it from hard to soft, but my dial is broken. So it was a really hard bed last night, and I didn't feel like calling down to the front desk. If that's the only thing you've got wrong, this is a great location.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Yep. So I guess maybe the thing that Savage Worlds people are most interested in right now is East Texas University. And for those who are listening, they might be glad to get the insider scoop on that. Clint and I are giving a last look at the PDF this weekend in between games and whatnot. And hopefully we'll get it out to the backers on Monday.
Monday.
We ended our Kickstarter last week. It was very successful. Thank you very much to our backers. And we can't wait to get them the copy of this book.
All right. Sounds good. Well,
you heard it here first.
Well, thank you, Jody, for your time. I'm glad you're having a great time. I'll see you around the con. And maybe I can at least, you know, spectate some of these games that you got going on later
tonight.
Yeah,
I hope you get a chance to try it. If you haven't tried Savage Worlds, we've got lots of demo games that people run. I've got a demo game I can run in 15 minutes just to show you the combat, but I have to keep paying my kid to watch the booth. So while we're here at the convention, we sell our books.
Well, paying your kid, I ain't doing my chores or, you know, pushing lawnmowers, so I'm like, come on now. You're planning on paying, like, you know, 2 cents an hour.
And yeah. We haven't even been here maybe, what, 8 minutes?
Yeah, I'm thinking 15 minutes, you might get a buck.
Yeah, see? I feel sorry. I feel sorry. I mean, I at least made $5 for a short time. I'm like, come on. At least give her $2.50.
But you know what? Maybe I should pay her $5 and go play a game for the next 45 minutes. Doesn't that sound like a good idea?
I like that.
Okay.
That would be fair.
I could run you the demo for 15 minutes and then still have 30 minutes for lunch or a game. We'll see.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Well, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio almost live, StoneCon 2014. We'll talk to you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio, StoneCon 2014. And this is Almost Live with your host, Chris Brown. And today I have a special guest who's actually hoping to get an extra bit of oomph for his Kickstarter. Would you like to talk about that? Introduce yourself and see what you got.
I'm Doug Bramlett. I'm one of the writers for Capera Publishing. We have a brand new RPG called Atlantis, the Second Age. We've already done two successful Kickstarters for this game line. Our third Kickstarter for Theragraphica, which is our bestiary, is ending this Sunday, and we'd love for people to get involved. We're pushing for full-color, hardback, beautiful, glossy page books. And
they are beautiful books.
Any support you can give us, we'd love to have it, and it is a great product. We have lots of satisfied people that have enjoyed the first two Kickstarters, and there are pledge levels with this Kickstarter. You can get the full set of all three books at a low price.
That sounds good. Now, tell us a little bit about Atlantis. Just so they have an idea of what they're looking to do.
Atlantis is a Bronze Age sword and sorcery game set in the early ages of the Earth. Prehistory, pre-mythologies. Your characters are along the lines of Conan. They're these larger-than-life heroes. When you make a character, you're not starting off as a low-level peasant. You're starting off as an established hero. And you're adventuring in order to cement your place in destiny, fulfill your destiny before your fate comes and collects you.
All right. Interesting, interesting. And what kind of system are we looking at? Like a D20?
It uses a D20. It uses its own system called the Omega system. All you need to play is a single D20. Having some extra counters for tracking things like hero points are useful, but not necessarily. You can all do it with pencil and paper and a single D20. We recommend that you have a D20 per player, and the GM possibly have two or three, because if you're doing a large battle or a large encounter, if you make it quicker, if you can just roll several D20s all at once instead of one at a time for each action.
That's fair enough. This is StormCon 2014, so I would like at least a quick input on what you think of the convention.
We love the convention. I come here with my wife. She's a vendor. She does other body art. And we love hitting up all the local conventions, such as StormCon, where there's lots of people that we can talk to and hang out with and meet friendly faces of the people that like our games and like our work.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your time. And I'm glad I got a chance to speak on your Kickstarter. And hopefully that goes off fairly well. And we'll hope to see you around the con.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio, StormCon 2014, almost live. We'll be back to you very soon.
You've been listening to Rage Quit Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/RQR podcast. You can visit us online at ragequitradio.blogspot.com. Listen to us on Podomatic at ragequitradio.podomatic.com, or find us on Stitcher Smart Radio. You can email us at ragequitradiopodcast@gmail.com.